Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians 14, the power prayer. If you start doing this prayer, I promise you, you will see more than you have imagined. 1 Corinthians 14. Are we there? 1 Corinthians 14, 14. Are we there? Are we all there? If you are there, say, I'm there. And the Bible says, for if I pray in tongues, my spirit is what? Praying. Now, something is happening here. That means that whenever I pray in tongues, my flesh does not pray. That means when I pray in tongues, my soul does not pray. What prays is my spirit. So that means it is possible that your spirit can pray and your soul can pray. Is someone paying attention to what I'm saying? Most of you have heard so many things about tongues, praying in tongues. But at the point when you pray in tongues for so long, sometimes you feel like, why am I really praying in tongues? You come to a church, you are hearing, you are wondering what is happening. Must everyone pray in tongues? Yes, you have to. There's a particular grace that comes in tongues. You see, when I pray in my own understanding, which is my mind, when I pray, Father, I thank you. I pray for Chidera. I pray for Chidedu. I pray for Mama Oke. Father, bless them. Heal them in the name of Jesus. Now, I only pray for three persons that I can remember. Right? But the Bible says here now, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you don't know what is you're praying. But first of all, let's get there first. So the Bible says in verse 14, for if I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying, but I don't understand what I'm saying. If I pray in tongues, now I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, but I do not understand what I'm saying. Do you know who is praying through me? The Holy Spirit. Let's go to Romans 8, verse 26. These are the two scriptures I'm going to use to do some teaching here. Because I want you to understand the importance of the gifts of the Holy Ghost, but some of you are going to be filled again of the Holy Ghost. Someone there. Romans 8:26. Are we there? Can I read? Now the Bible says in Romans 8:26, it said, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. Jesus. That means whenever you are weak, the Holy Ghost comes. So whenever there is a strength in you, the Holy Ghost will not come. The Holy Ghost does not operate in your strength, he operates in your weaknesses. The devil looks for your weaknesses, right? The Holy Ghost makes your weakness strong. But the moment you think you have known it all, you are strong enough to stand on your own, the Holy Ghost leaves. Then you become vulnerable. That is why God says that when you ask, you must ask in his name. He's trying to remind you that by your own power, you can't do it. By your own strength, you can't do it. By your own understanding, you can't do it. But by his name, you can. A man of God can say, from today onward, there's going to be a mighty open door. You say, amen. In your eyes, it's just the word. In the realm of the spirit, he handed over a kingdom to you. Do you know what it means for your door to be open in life? It means that wherever you go, whether the door is locked, it will be open. Because you are present. Have you ever wondered when you are looking for admission, all of a sudden, you find out that people want to favor you. You come in line, someone will be like, no, just come in front of me. You think it's because you are cute. You think it's because you are handsome. Brother, there are people that are more handsome, more beautiful than you, and they are at the back. It's a kind of grace. You know, it's funny when people find themselves all beautiful, good looking, I'm wealthy. If this is what you qualify yourself with, then you're nothing but a chaff. For let not a man who is rich glory in his wealth. So if you glory in your wealth, you're a chaff. Some of you know only about the savings on earth. You don't know the savings in hell. if you begin to see everything that happens spiritually, you will begin to attain certain heights in life. When people yell at you, you no longer see them yelling, you see a devil screaming through them. When people meet you, you just walk someone and say, why do you match, man? They push you. They want you to react, and you look at them and be like, I'm sorry. And people look at you like, this guy, slap this guy, and you just leave them and walk. That same person that you push, that you didn't react, one day meet you and ask, how were you able to handle your depression? Because any man that does that kind of attitude is depressed. No man in his right sense you match him will push you. I'm telling you. No man in his right sense will do that, except the man is depressed. Do you know what depression does? It makes everybody your enemy. You can't find fun in anything, and you blame everybody for that. You blame the governments, you blame the presidents. The same people you are blaming, other people of like you, other fellow Christians are busy doing well in whatever they're doing. The moment you find a fault to blame someone for, you will not progress in that area of life. If you believe the reason why you are not being blessed is because you are in Nigeria, bros, Nigeria will not favor you. And if you travel to the white man line, you say the reason why I'm not favored is because they are racism, you will still not progress. So when the Holy Ghost comes, it comes to your weakness. Because you must come to Him empty. That is why you can be walking on the road. See, you don't understand about this thing. Let me read something again here for you. He said something important. He says, and the Holy Ghost helps us in our weaknesses. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot express in words. Now, the Bible says that you don't know what. So if you don't know what to pray for, you are weak. The Bible says He helps you in your weaknesses. Is that correct? And they now say, for example, you don't know what you ought to pray for, but the Holy Ghost prays through you. That means that the weakness he's talking about in this context is the weakness of you not knowing what to pray. So when you come before God and you are praying, you believe that what you are praying is correct in the eye. Are we learning something? How many of us pray in tongues here? You pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Thank you, Jesus. So let's say, for example, you are in your house sleeping, or you are in your house about to pray. Your neighbor is somewhere sleeping, and your neighbor, the life of your neighbor will be taken that night. And you wake up. For example, let's start with you praying in words. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your healings. Thank you, Father. Father, open doors for me. Father, make me money. Give me money. Make me rich. And make my uncles and aunties to favor me. Everywhere I go, favor, favor, follow me. Let me be popular. Let my Instagram likes increase. Honestly, some people do that prayer. Trust me, people pray that. Let people like me. When I post video, make them watch her. Like, make people they follow me, make people they feel me, make people begin to understand me, even if it don't make sense, make it make sense. And they pray that prayer, finish, the next day they hear that their neighbor died, and yet there is a Christian in the house. But when you rely on the Holy Ghost, when you come and you say, my name is Ashata, you are telling God that, Father, I don't know what to say, I don't know the right thing to ask from you. I don't know what I deserve and what I need. I don't know what is according to your own will for me. But pray through me. It's something you need to understand. It's like saying, it's like you having the Holy Ghost, but you choose to pray for yourself, by yourself. And the Holy Ghost is saying, Emeka, wait. No, don't tell God you want money. He will not give you. Tell Him you want to bless someone. Then He will give you to bless someone. Then the change that will remain, He will give you. You are saying, come on, leave me here. What do you know is my Father? And the Holy Ghost is saying, you don't understand. I'm the Spirit of the living God. I know Him in and out. And God the Father cannot operate without the Holy Ghost. And you have the Holy Ghost, not by measure, but in full measure. Because Jesus said that He was giving the Holy Ghost without measure. And He said, as much as I have, I give to you. So you are giving the Holy Ghost without measure. So when you come to pray and you stand there, sometimes some people have the Holy Ghost but they don't know how to pray. They'll say, ah, the Holy Ghost will speak through you. No, he will not speak through you. You will open your mouth, he will speak. Sometimes we come and we say, we don't know how will I start. Father, speak through me, speak through me. He will not speak through you. The Holy Ghost is in you. When others are praying in tongues and you're holding hands with them, you start lambanoing. You might be sounding, you might be saying just one word, but in the realm of the spirit, you are commanding angels. It's not about the number of the words. A man came and a hand appeared and wrote on the word, mene, mene, tahil. And yet, it was just few words. And nobody could understand it. They called the magicians, they came, they couldn't understand it. And someone said, there is a man called Daniel. And Daniel came and looked at the handwriting. He knew because he fed from the spirit. Daniel was a man from the spirit. He understood the handwriting. And he said, mene, mene, takil epase. That your kingdom will be taken away from you. A man saw four words and wrote down about 10 sentences. So when I say erema no shata, in your eye you heard one word. In the realm of the spirit, I just spoke one full page. You don't understand. You don't understand. When you stand before God, that is the reason why you can stand and you pray for 30 minutes. He said, we sit down here, we say, pray in tongues for 1 minute. You pray, someone beside you can be laughing at you that, this guy's tongue is funny. Calm down. You might actually be praying for a breakthrough for his life. He doesn't know it. You want to know how to challenge war, to change battle. A man tells you, young man, you will not prosper. You look at him and say, Erun ne eva deva shake. You say, what is happening? You don't understand. You prayed. The landlord started being friend with you. Something happened. You changed the level in the spirit. Before, he was seeing you as a mad dog. Now he sees the lion when he sees you. Nobody wake up and favor anybody. Something changed in the spirit. You walk into a bank, you want to withdraw 10,000, but everybody's calling you, sir, sir. It's favor. It's favor. So when you start, and you've just spoken about 15 sentences, and someone is busy somewhere saying, Father, open door, open them. I don't know if that will pray again. If that will not finish, we'll end up. We'll continue tomorrow. You are somewhere changing battles. See, you don't understand this. This might be hard for you to understand, but God has His language. But God can understand all languages. But there's a language to speak to the Father. There's a language to communicate with the Father. No kingdom does not have a language. How can he have a kingdom and not have a language? That is why when you become born again, see, you are not becoming born again because you don't know God. Mm-mm. You are becoming born again because you are remembering that you are from God. Born, see, everything, you've seen me before you saw me here. Mommy knows that she will see me, but she can't remember it. Because even Jesus, who is the Word, the living Word, that knows everything, still went to study. And one day he was reading, he said, today this scripture is fulfilled. Stretch your hand and healing happened. Mark 3:1. When you come to pray, you start, Bereshata. Your neighbor, whom the devil has come to take his life, the angel of death will come. Your life is being claimed. When you are praying, Reba Shadara, the Holy Ghost changes your tone and you begin to pray for that neighbor. And all of a sudden, your neighbor is sleeping. He says something like a mighty sword came and jammed somebody. And the neighbor say, what a wonderful thing. And you didn't even know what you pray for. You'd be like, God is precious. You won that war. If you're a Christian, you see, we are gathered here as Christians. In the realm of the spirit, there is glory of light here. In the realm of the spirit, there are angels on top, in here, on the door, by the windows. They stand guards. One thing you must understand, that whenever the Bible is open, an angel is present to protect the word of God, because the word must not drop. If all of us here have our guardian angel, then how many angels are here? So when you are praying, don't wait and say, it's a gift that comes to the Holy Ghost. You pray it. Even if it's one word you grab, hold on to that word. Nobody started praying in tongues and start going barada barada. Nobody. It starts somewhere. You enter your room, you lock the doors, and you off the lights, you off the fan. I love it without fan. I love praying without fan. I love everywhere dark. And you stand in that room, then you start. That's how you pray. You start feeling swag. You know there is swag in prayer. You don't know. Oh Jesus, you don't know. When you pray in tongues, you pray the purest of all prayers. It can't be hindered. It's impossible to be hindered. A man, they told Daniel, they said, nobody should pray to any other God except to that God there. A young man, Daniel went, kneeled down, opened the doors, opened the window, and faced Jerusalem. They saw him praying. He knew that his God would deliver him. This is a man that deals with God. You can't deal with God except you understand the power of the Holy Ghost in you. You come to your office. You come to the office. You are looking for a job. You sit down. Madam, it's your turn. You just go in there. Good afternoon, sir. Look at you. Say, you look familiar. Like, I don't know. You have respect. You know? I don't understand. I like people like you. I don't know. I don't know. Something about me, just, I know you. Like, sir, I'm not sure. I know you. You say, okay, it's possible. Yeah, it's possible. You say, let's sit down. You sit down. And he said, so what are you here for? I came for the job. The list is filled up. Oh. But this last lady, I don't like her character. You know what? What is that your name again? Nkechi. Spell it. Nkechi. You just come tomorrow and start work. Are you? Is it okay? You say, no, sir. I have a program. I will come. Like on Monday. Don't worry. On Monday is fine. Just go and come. And you came out of there. Be like, other girls sleeping now. Do you think that guy got the drugs for you? If any man. And you just walk out gently. And the next day, you are the one with the office fire. You change things in the spirit. Something happened. Basata! There are tongues you speak, angels appear. You don't understand. They say, even if I speak in tongues of men and in tongues of angels, there are tongues of angels. There are tongues you speak, angels come. You watch yourself. Some of you that praise in tongues, you see yourself, all of a sudden you are praying. A time comes, your tongue changes, voice increases, you start getting upset. Why? You are commanding angels. You don't command angels by saying, you command them by authority. And remember that when you pray to God. So God enlarges these angels and send them forth. Somebody will say, this guy, man, there's something about you I don't understand. It's because you are a man of the spirit. I dare a false prophet. I dare any man that calls himself a false prophet to stand in the altar and pray for 1 hour in tongues. His power will leave him. His power will leave him. You will see his demon leave him. I'm not afraid of, if you invite me to a program, if my spirit is okay, I will go. Even if you're a false prophet, I will go to that church. But when I minister, I may till the altars. You don't understand what we have. You can't be afraid. False prophets and fake men of God have to be afraid of you. You are the son of the lion and tribe of Judah. Your father owns everything. In the realm of the spirit, you are king. and you are walking like a puppy. You come to an office, they tell you, sir, I'm sorry, we cannot give you the job. Thank you. God bless you. You leave. When you are walking, you are saying, oh, Father, these people just missed an angel. When the door closes, it's not because you are imperfect. It's because there is another plan. You go to an office to open a job. You're a lady, a young lady. You are single and searching. You went to an office to open a job. They tell you, we can't allow you. We can't allow you in this office. We are filled up. And you look at them and you say, God bless you, and you left. And while you are going, you are wondering, what, Father, haven't I prayed? You went to another bank and you asked for a job. They say, we are not hiring. You left. You were just passing. You saw a big company. You say, these people accept me. Well, let me try. You just walked in there. And the manager just came out and saw you. I said, sorry. What are you here for? You're like, you didn't know he's the manager. He said, I'm here for a job interview. I've actually searched so many people, but I've not seen. He said, I saw you. You commented on one so man of God page. He said, yes. I follow his teaching. Oh, that man is, I love the way he teaches. Come to my office. You are sitting down. The AC is blowing. You are seeing freshmen. You have never been to such kind of situation. All of a sudden, you are tensed. AC is on, but you are sweating. What is happening? Because something is happening in your mind. With this man, give me, and the man is looking at you and say, I like you. What, he said, what are you here again for? The man has forgotten. And you tell him, I'm here for a job. He said, the job, what am I looking for? He said, I want to be cleaned up. He said, someone is already cleaning the office, but we have the position of a manager. Can you do the work of a manager? He said, but sir, I thought you were the manager. He said, I'm the managing director. And door opens, and you are not just the manager. You step in as the manager. 2 months later, the managing director proposes to you. And those same bank people that rejected you will come for you, for your check, for your signature to open an account. When God wants to lift you, you think he's belittling you. A door closed. This is the only person I love. There are men that chant in the spirit. There are men that their voice commands authority in the spirit, and God is assembling them for you. God forbid you to marry a man who will not be great. If he doesn't become great, you make him great. In the whole Bible, nobody prayed for a wife. In case you don't know, you are fasting and praying for your wife. Even if you marry the wrong one, convert him to the right one. Prayer. A man will be sleeping. He says, I don't know what is happening to me. All of a sudden, I can't smoke. I can't drink again. You are saying, honey, you'll be fine. And you go back to your chamber. And the man is wondering, what is happening to me? He wake up the next day. He say, honey, I don't know. My body said, give me 5,000. He said, you're going to can't jidegoli. Change things. Power of praying in the spirit. Thank you, Father. Are you ready to pray in the spirit? Whether you not pray in tongues or not, are you ready to pray in the spirit? Then I will be on our feet. Today, you pray in the spirit. Tongues. Today is that day your mouth is open to pray in the spirit. Begin to pray in the spirit. Don't pray in words. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Father, let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't need to fall down to be filled with the Holy Ghost. No. Baradaga regada boshata karegada. Mere manoje e baradaga zedege regadege. Mere boshata karekata karegada. Begin to change things. I can see someone speaking in tongues here. Yes, you are speaking it. That is the tongues. Ma ye ga da ga da ga za na mo sha ta ba sha ma le ka ta la ba se ke le mo sha ga da ne ba zu ye ga da ba le da ba ri ma na mo sha de ra na mo sha su de mo sha de ge de ge da ba se ne ba sa ga da ga da.
Spirit of prayer, change this. Change this. Change this. Change it. Rewrite the story. Rewrite the destinies. There is something about you. You are special. You are not ordinary. You are not ordinary. Fire. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Have your way.
Now you are here.